Many of you have heard me sing this before, It Is Well With My Soul. But today I wanted to read the story. The words were written in 1873 by, I'm going to say his whole name, Horatio Gates Spafford, after terrible, terrible tragedy in his life. And I think that even when Pastor Will's talking about seeing the joy and the beauty in every day, that even after a terrible tragedy had befallen his family, he wrote these beautiful words. And this is his story. The year had been filled with tragedy when Horatio Spafford, a 43-year-old Chicago businessman, penned this hymn. He and his wife were still grieving over the death of their son when the great Chicago fire struck and caused them financial disaster. He realized that his family needed to get away, so that fall he decided to take his wife and four daughters to England. His wife and daughters went ahead on the SS Ville de Havre, I think you say it. He planned to follow in a few days. But on the Atlantic, the Ville de Havre was struck by another ship and sank within 12 minutes. More than 200 lives were lost, including the Spaffords' four daughters. When the survivors were brought to the shore at Cardiff, Wales, Mrs. Spafford cabled her husband with the words, "Saved alone." He booked passage on the next ship. It was while crossing the Atlantic that Spafford penned the words to the hymn, "When sorrows like sea billows roil, it is well with my soul."
Thank you. Thank you, Holly.
Just as Bill was reading the Apostle Paul telling us that each of us was given a gift, clearly Holly's gift is music, and music touches us in ways that cannot be explained in any other way but the movement of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for awakening that in us, Holly.